Mr. Lyle.
Good afternoon. It is 1:05, January 22nd, 2018. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission. With me are Commissioners Brian Krashus and Julie Fedorchak. And this is a work session on a whole list of cases regarding the resource treatment framework for Xcel Energy. I'm going to read these cases off to get them on the record, but it's PU-12-813, and I won't read the 13s anymore, 13-194, 195, 706, 707, 708, 742, and 743. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak,
do you? I don't either, no.
I'll turn it over to you then, Commissioner Krashus, since it's your portfolio, and I take it away.
All right. I don't have any opening comments either. When Pat and I were talking about the issues to be considered, the more we talked about it, we just wanted to make sure that we got this right, because at the end of the day, this has significant ramifications in terms of how we proceed, regardless of how the vote turns out on this. So essentially, we wanted to review something that seems pretty straightforward, but at the same time, as we talked about it more and more, again, just to make sure we get it right. So, Pat, do you want to take it from there?
I think Jerry's ready.
Or Jerry?
Okay. I think I'm on it. Well, we had distributed a notice before to go on the agenda, and when we got to looking at it and talking about it, we thought that maybe it was a good idea to have some kind of a work session first and just make sure everybody's on the same page for what we want to get out of this proceeding. And
this is still the same. It's January 10th, the one that...
Yeah, I believe it is. There might have been some minor revisions in there, but... basically, the two issues in there, the first one was whether current North Dakota regulatory standards for rate recovery of the cost of NSP's resources may or should be changed. And we got to thinking that maybe that was the issue in this case. And, you know, the second issue, if so, whether the resource treatment framework proposed by NSP is just reasonable for the service and convenience of the public in North Dakota. And, you know, I guess that as I thought about that second issue myself, I've wondered if that shouldn't say what considerations should be given to it or something like that, because it really is a direction that they proposed, and the idea was to work out the details later, and there were options on which way they wanted to go with it and everything else. And we had a meeting on Friday and with the staff and the company, and we talked about trying to do an informal hearing on this and then see where it goes from there.
And on this being the issue or on the this being the case as a whole?
Kind of the whole thing, but probably more on that first issue than other things, but what should be changed? Where were we? How'd we get here?
The question of what the issues are to define for the hearing, you don't want an informal on that. You're talking an informal on the whole, like a discussion about whether the regulatory standards for rate recovery should be changed.
You know, it's already been a lot of effort and expense in this. And if you go forward, it would probably be better if we had more of an indication of what direction we want to go in before we start trying to do something more formal and spending a lot of resources and money. You know, if they're talking about splitting the company, that's quite a subject.
Yeah.
So, so I think the consensus among us and staff and the company was that perhaps an informal commission hearing where we can just sit around the table and talk about this a little bit with all the parties in the company and get a better idea of just what direction we want to go. And maybe we don't even need an informal hearing on this thing.
A formal hearing
on it.
So does that mean, are you suggesting that we have that informal rather than, or before even figuring out what the issues would be for a formal hearing?
We
just have that.
Since we didn't notice the formal, the only place it is on the 7th of March we had on the calendar is on our calendar. So we could just take it off of there and reschedule it later if we want it and decide then what issues we want. And maybe after the informal, we'd have a better idea of what those issues would be, too. We were thinking something soon. If possible, I could even throw out the informal already scheduled for the next meeting on the 31st as a possibility.
Oh, the one, was that at 1:30?
Yeah.
The standard time?
How do the existing formal cases that we have hearings scheduled for, and now I think a settlement agreement on one of them, how do those play into this?
You know, that is kind of a good question. They...
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Could you repeat your question?
Because it was good.
I don't know. I'll let you know after you repeat it.
I didn't catch it either.
I guess I know how much you guys pay attention when I talk. I asked how the existing cases that we have scheduled formal hearings on, and one of which there's a settlement agreement, play into this whole broader issue. Because that's been the struggle all along. We have all these ongoing proceedings, and meanwhile this big mama proceeding that affects everything. And I just have always struggled with
myself
both and together.
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
I'll try to answer. I may need some help from legal, but...
I'm sorry.
We had a settlement agreement that settled pretty much these cases for the most part. And so then these cases got combined into this settlement agreement with this case. And most of them have been resolved at this point. It's just that they're still kind of tagged onto this because of that settlement agreement.
Because if I remember correctly, I'm talking about the new ones, but that's a good point, too, though.
Oh, Jerry. Okay.
So I'm kind of was talking about the new ones, but there's that issue, too, which is, since you brought up, maybe we can talk about that first, but there's all these kind of resources that were in the balance on this RTF, so that if we didn't get it figured out, then there was something that was going to happen with those. I think they were going to be disallowed moving forward by some certain date. But we've already decided what's going to happen with all those resources?
No, I don't think so.
That's what's in the...
No.
Yeah. Here. You know, there were ADPs asked for in some of those, and the commission declined to give them, but I don't think they really said any more than that about them, that they just didn't want to give an advanced determination that they were prudent. Mm-hmm. And there is still the other 300 and some megawatts of of wind in South Dakota that we have the hearing scheduled for.
Yep.
So that's, I think that's proceeding on its own.
And then we have the 1,600 megawatts that we haven't made a decision on yet.
The 1,550 megawatts is still out there, too. And
then we've got this biomass stuff.
Yeah, and
there's a settlement agreement on that, right?
Yep, and there's a settlement agreement on the 1,550, too, that's pending before us.
Let me ask this question. If we don't, again, in one way it seems so straightforward, but if we miss something on issues to be considered, what type of ramifications would that have down the road as more of these particular instances come up in terms of cost allocation for things that have been denied in the past, but maybe similar instances in the future?
If we're talking about this case, I don't see a lot of problems if missing issues come in. I mean, if we were to do something serious in this case, this could be an initial step that just decided what direction we're kind of going in. I mean, if they actually split the company or change the way things are done, I would think that we would need more hearings or more decisions on exactly how the outcome's going to be.
Well, there's a reason they want to. They're motivated to split the company. It's an unusual move.
I don't know.
In my opinion, it's an unusual move. It doesn't typically happen where you fragment your
yeah.
You're looking for additional consolidation, not separation. So I start just looking at how this is framed up. So going forward, when new instances occur, are we going to be in a position where we look back and say, I wish we would have included this language? And if the case is no, this is really straightforward and we can work around it, then that's fine. But I think it's at least, I think it's worth at least asking that question.
And we tried to keep these issues here broad. And then threw a paragraph underneath that said, if you guys think anything else, you know, we're all ears. the paragraph right below the issues has Alana's language. Welcomes additional relevant comments or questions beyond the stated issues. Just to kind of keep it open and thinking, well, if we do come up with something under that paragraph, we might have to have another type of notice or something to bring them in. If there's other issues that we want to add to this, I mean, we could. But we don't have to put this out at all until after we have the informal, if we're going to do it that way. As far as splitting the company goes, Brian, I'm not sure that the company necessarily wants to go in that direction either.
No, I and again, this is speculative. But I would suspect they do not. Yeah. But they feel compelled to because not necessarily of what's happening in North Dakota, but how then they have to go to other commissions for rate recovery, and I'm suspect getting pushback.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a means for them to more clearly define or say, we cannot, for instance, get rate recovery on a particular project in North Dakota. And
yep.
for this reason or that reason, without getting into any specifics, and then, but then they're basically stuck in an untenable position where they can't get it from either place.
I think you're right that they're worried about stuff falling between the cracks.
Oh, absolutely. At least I suspect. I don't know that factually, but I suspect that's the case.
Yeah.
So I'd like to back up to the discussion we were having about the informal. I think, you know, what we were thinking about for the informal would be for the commissioners to hear from the company why they think that a change is needed, you know, just so that they could, so you could hear the company's explanation of that and just sure. limit it to that much of an issue.
First one, at least.
Just the very first issue. And so we
kind of outline that.
They do.
They have.
That's,
yep.
So what new information does that give us?
Well, they don't know. The other thing, the other part of it would be for the commissioners to say, yes, we should go forward, or no, we should not go forward with some kind of a change in the regulatory framework.
The parties are were looking for commission guidance and thought maybe we had some because we knew what the commission was thinking, but we really don't. And in order to prepare for a formal hearing on those issues, which, yes, are laid specifically out there, there's a lot more resources to be invested on both sides. So that's why I think they thought maybe if we could sit around the table and just talk in the first instance about this threshold issue, we would come to, the commission would come to like a conclusion about yes, it's good to proceed, or no, we don't think you need to do anything. You can file what you want, but because it started with a requirement in a settlement to file this,
right?
And it was really a stopgap. It was because all these other things were going to happen, all these this negative consequences, and we needed to tie it up and try to preserve the status quo and try to think it through. So it's not like they filed because they dreamt up this plan and they think it's the best plan for the company on their own. They filed because they were told to file something in order to not have these negative consequences come out of these other cases at that moment in time. And now everybody's just stopping and saying, is that still the best thing to do?
So basically we would be saying, it's been a year and a half, or 2 years. Since
at least.
Yeah.
And there's been, you know, these things have continued to happen, and we don't think we need this anymore, or B, yes, we do. We still want to look at, we still see a big divide in how the company is coming forward with policy resources that we don't think mesh with the policy in North Dakota, and we need to find a way to rectify those differences. Because really that's what's at the core here, is the difference.
Yeah.
That's what drove this.
And that might be kind of the answer as to what we get back from you.
It sounds like an informal would be a very good investment of time for both parties.
And the other thing is that a lot of resources are being spent on this particular thing, and if the commission decides no, we don't want to go forward, then there'll be the resources that are going to be spent potentially in the future would be minimized. or
but we
if you want to go
to
forward.
Wrap this up. We can't decide that at an informal.
This is the way I see this filing, and maybe legal sees it differently, but I see this as a compliance filing. We can just say thank you for the compliance filing. We don't have to necessarily issue an order, and they don't even necessarily ask us to issue an order.
They ask for guidance.
And then I tend to agree with Brian. I'd like to see it move ahead that way, except for I have this question legally. It doesn't seem like very often that we would have an informal before a formal, although we kind of do something similar on rate cases when we have the public input sessions, and we converse with the public on those and maybe say things that might indicate positions or something like that. But if we have an informal and then we continue on down the path and have a formal and ultimately make a decision, is the discussion in the informal part of the record then and part of any litigation that could possibly occur?
Go ahead.
The suggestion is, Alana is on board with this, I believe, and I think she thought of it, but she said it to me. She said, if we go to formal hearing on this, we will still have issue number one. and we will take testimony on issue number one.
Right. Well, that's true. We would never ignore it, but the other part of it is we would get that out on the table, that question, is everybody okay with this information that's discussed at informal being part of the record or not? You know, that, and if there's an objection, we'd deal with it at the appropriate time. So it can be, or it doesn't have to be, depending on what the parties want and how the commission decides if there's a difference of opinion.
So if the company speaks at the informal wills, advocacy staff also make a presentation at the informal? And what will their focus
be? We assume that they will, and that they will give us their position,
okay,
part of which has been filed already, but it might, you know, might be slightly different or additional, but their position on this topic of whether something has to be done or not.
Okay.
And I was going to say, normally I'm never recommending informals over formal hearings, but this is a different bird. This is a unique situation, and I don't think that we do not intend that the informal would discuss anything necessarily way beyond what is the core of this. I mean, we don't think we need any additional notice or anything for it, because the heart of it is, it's almost like a pre-hearing conference to narrow the issues, to figure out what, if we have a hearing, what's it going to be about? I think that's really the heart of it.
In theory, this will save time.
It should. We hope it does.
Even if it adds a step,
yes,
the informal, but if we get to the end result with more efficiently.
That's what we're hoping.
Right. Okay.
And maybe you said this, but is this just advisory staff's recommendation, or does advocacy and the company like the idea of having an informal?
We all got together on Friday, and everybody was, I believe, concurred in at least asking the commissioners if they would like to have an informal.
Did the 31st seem to be a date that worked in the afternoon?
It did seem.
Talk about that?
We talked about trying to do it on the 31st.
Yep.
I don't think there was any issues with it.
Everybody agreed it should be sooner rather than later. I mean, we thought about using the date already picked for the hearing, but it seemed like too far out. So,
if we could try the 31st, I could just check and make sure, but I think it's okay with everybody.
I'm fine with an informal. I think it's a good idea. 31st.
I kind of do too, but I'm sort of pressed in the latter half of that afternoon.
Okay.
And so if I'm thinking that I don't recall a lot of things that I was anticipating being on our agenda in the morning that we should be worried about going late. Could we maybe start at 1 instead of 1:30? Cut a half hour off the in time?
That's fine, or any time.
Yes, sounds good.
Why don't you run that time and date?
Okay.
Past them and.
Sure.
I think.
No. They're already.
Already said no.
Advocacy staff to speak.
On the scheduling aspect of it, I don't think we should go into anything more.
So I haven't ran that date past the company yet, but on the 31st, Brian, I believe we have our panel discussion for the CGA.
That's right.
I don't recall the specific time on the 31st. But
1 o'clock.
That sounds right. I know there was two different times involved, and there was something that changed recently. But that was the one thing I was thinking of on the 31st.
You know, the one day I left my iPad, literally, since I started on the counter at home, because I drained the battery and I plugged it in. But, no, you're right. Yeah.
So we can certainly very quickly find some dates with the company and our calendars as well, even if you just want to choose a couple options, kind of whatever you're most comfortable with. We'll find something.
That's something that I didn't know what exactly that was you were talking about. That's something that you don't really control, so the 31st is not going to work.
That's the safety summit down at the Civic. And
if we, you know, if we pick a date now or soon, it'll go in the next agenda, the normal course business, and be noticed that way, which is always good.
So, Brian, are you thinking that you want to wait until you have your iPad handy, or do you want to guess around on a few of these?
No, I, generally speaking, remember most of what I have going on, so.
Wow. Then what about
I'm looking at Thursday the 1st. I only have a partial calendar of my own here, so I'm trying
That's our second day of panel discussions for the CGA, but I think it's that morning.
Everybody's on the panel the whole time?
No, it's, we have, I think, about an hour to an hour and a half each day, but it's at different times on each day.
I thought it was one to two both days. Same.
Originally it was, but I recall the last discussion. And I have notes on my desk. I'll go grab them quick.
But then that would still...
I'm available that day.
On the 1st?
Yep, I just have...
Common Ground Alliance.
One.
Common Ground Alliance.
One to two.
So 1:30, because of that would be better.
Yeah. Do you have any conventions that day?
You have an online docketing that day?
Yeah, 1:30.
Yeah. Did you say 1:30 looks good?
Or you have no, 1 to 2, I'm busy. I'm available that morning.
So we have 1 to 2 on the 31st and then 3 to 4 on the 1st, Brian.
Oh, so the morning of the 1st would work?
Yeah.
Yes.
It would be tough for me, but...
Are you able to hear us there?
Call in. We can have you call in. Calling in doesn't work for everybody.
Tried before. I can try to be on and do the call-in thing, too. I think it would work if you want to do it that way.
So I'm pretty flexible that whole day, except for one.
On the 1st.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, and then after that, they won't have time to do it and get down to that other thing, but...
Well,
I think we need to have you try and call in for that, Jerry. And
okay.
If we can get the company, I'm sensing that this means advocacy staff can make it, that the guy way in the back in the corner would be saying something if he had a conflict.
And what happened with the 31st? That doesn't work?
They have their...
We have a Common Ground Alliances meeting in town, those 2 days, the 31st and the 1st, and we're on a panel at 1 p.m. on the 31st.
And like 2:30 doesn't work before?
No, I start running into...
For me, it would work, but if Randy has a conflict, then...
All right, and Monday the 5th, we've got some work sessions scheduled already. Would it 9 o'clock on Monday the 5th work?
That's true. On the 5th, we have the work session for
PSC versus Quest and Otter Tail Power. We have one at 1.
Yep.
You're going to need a half day, I think.
Oh, for that
an hour. For this.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You're right.
Half day.
An
hour. Mm-hmm. Really get the first concept out in an hour.
Well, I thought this was going to be quick and efficient. But not this part.
Tuesday the 6th is also another possibility.
Was the afternoon of the 5th, was that possible?
We have stuff scheduled already on the 5th.
In the morning?
Both.
I do.
And 1.
No, it's not on my calendar.
The 6th will not work at all.
Seven?
Well, unless it was in the morning of the 6th. morning of the 6th. I guess I'm wide open the morning of the 6th.
Yeah, I don't have that open. You just said open.
The morning?
Well, what's on the 5th?
Oh, the 5th? I thought we were talking the 6th.
Yeah, but, I mean, are we out late on the 5th or something?
Is that being in PCM?
No.
Yeah.
The morning of the 6th? That's right back to the same thing as the 1st for Jerry, though.
I also have, I mean, I could change mine, but I have something scheduled at 10 that morning as well, right?
Well, if we're going to do it the morning of the 6th, we might as well just get it done the 1st already.
Yeah.
That's for Jerry the same issue.
Unless you 7th? Back up, unless you back up sooner than that, like the 29th or the 30th.
I'm available on the 29th and
oh, wait. 30th. No. That's when I'm at SPP.
Okay. So we got the week of the, we're on the week of the 5th, 6th, the 7th. We don't have anything on our calendar that day.
Mine's clear.
What date did you say?
February 7th.
Well, this is odd.
Is that Grand Works day?
In the evening, tomorrow.
Oh, but yeah, we're going to get back late that night.
Right. And then if a person even came all the way back.
Yeah, I don't think the 7th works too good.
8th?
Mm-hmm. That's Tuesday again. It'll have to be the afternoon.
Afternoon
of the 8th? Do it on the 8th.
8th and 9th are so it's up to date.
I think the afternoon of the 8th sounds like it works.
Schedule around it if you can find a date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm?
1:00, 1:30?
Sure.
1:00.
Might as well go 1:00 and
Thursday, February 8th.
One call board meeting.
Victor. You're becoming very problematic.
I can't. I just
can miss one board meeting.
They are exciting though.
Oh yeah. Edge of your seat, excitement stuff. So that would be fine.
Had to happen sooner or later. I knew I would miss one of those.
So it's either the 8th in the afternoon on a Thursday or on the 1st in the morning. And Jerry would have to call in.
I think it's better to have Jerry here.
I'd like to have him here.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's worth, I mean, another week is going to kill us on this issue.
Would it put us then, if we decide we needed the formal hearing, we're beyond issuing a notice and getting and using the dates we've chosen, right?
Yeah.
Yes, but
we would be too close on the notice.
Yeah. But also the parties would probably, depending what comes out of that informal, that's going to be formulating these issues, and the parties are going to be preparing to focus on that. So they're going to need time after that anyway.
So either way, that can come off of our calendar.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so you two correct me if I'm misunderstanding this. Jerry, go ahead and try and schedule it for the 8th in that on that afternoon. It's a Thursday. And if that falls through, then I think we'll come back to the 1st and have Jerry call in. If the company's unavailable or something then, but sounds like all the rest of us are.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And I suppose if it's that morning, we would start at 9 if you're thinking we need a pretty much a full half day. And if it's on the 8th, then it would start at 1.
1.
Now, something with flights or something, if you had to alter that a half hour or something like that, fine. But
right, I know you're.
If you're planning on 4 hours, Jerry would be traveling from his appointment to back to the commission office between noon and 1. So 4 hours would be 9 to 1.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, I'm sorry. That would that last hour. It might not have to deal with that.
You can figure it out.
I might be on the phone or something.
Okay.
Walking home myself.
Well, if you need to alter those times, go ahead. But I mean, don't start it at 11 o'clock or 3:30 or something like that. Okay. Okay, we are concluded. Thank you. Another one coming up in